Praise God. Thank you, pastors, for the privilege to stand in this pulpit and to be able to share God's word with you. Would you give me permission just to go straight into God's word? I feel a strong, strong presence of God here tonight. So I'm going to ask you tonight not to talk to the person right next to you, not to text somebody, put your phones in vibrate. As a matter of fact, just shut them down because you are about to have an appointment with God. How many of you are ready to have an appointment, an encounter with Jesus tonight? I want you to open up your Bibles to the book of Judges, chapter 15, verse 14. And I praise God for the leadership of your pastors here who really, I have seen this youth group just mushroom and multiply into literally, you got to understand, when Pastor Patrick got a hold of this youth group, it was just a handful. I mean, it was just like Jesus, 12. And I know some of you just got here and you get to catch the wave. And you're coming through the gate. But before, it was just, you know, a little platoon. And there's somebody who also had a platoon. It was a platoon of one, actually. His name was Samson. Judges chapter 15, verse 14. And the word of the Lord says, and when he came to Lehi, the Philistines shouted as they met him. Watch this. It says, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon him mightily, so that the robes that were on his arms were as flax that is burned with fire, and his bonds dropped from his hands. He found a fresh jawbone of a donkey, so he reached out and took it and killed 1,000 men with it. Then Samson said with the jawbone of a donkey, heaps upon heaps, with the jawbone of a donkey I have killed 1,000 men. And when he had finished speaking, he threw the jawbone from his hand and he named the place Ramath Jehi. Then he became very thirsty and he called out to the Lord and said, you have given this great deliverance. Deliverance by the hand of your servant. And now should I die of thirst and fall into the hands of the uncircumcised? Lord, we ask you that tonight you will indeed bring deliverance. You will bring freedom. There's a sign outside of this church that says, Lord, about the truth that will set us free. So we ask you tonight that your word will come powerfully, will come with an anointing that will just break the yoke tonight. It will break every bondage tonight. That we will be the chosen ones, the chosen generation that will walk in your freedom to bring about the change that our city and our nation needs. We ask you all these things in the mighty name of Jesus. And everyone tonight will say, amen and amen. You see a story here of a man whose the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him. His name was Samson. I know many of you remember him because of Delilah, the girl. You know, there's always a girl in the story. You don't have a movie unless you have the girl. And in this drama, before the girl shows up, the man was walking mightily in God. As a matter of fact, he's mentioning Hebrews 11. A lot of people remember him for his downfall. But the Bible says that he served God for 20 years and brought deliverance. And at the very end of his life, he got it back together and he had a super victory. But this is one of those victories that are seldom mentioned. And I want to focus upon something that every single one of you should experience, and if indeed Jesus Christ is the Lord of your life. I'm talking about the anointing. I'm talking about that endowment of power. A power upon your life. I tell you, as I get older in Christ, I've been a Christian since I was 17 years old. I'm 46, getting ready to be 47. But there is something that I never want to lose in my life. I never want to miss in my life. I never wanted to escape my life. And that is the anointing power of the Holy Spirit. Everything that Jesus did, the Bible says in Luke chapter 4, did it because he said the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, to open the eyes of the blind, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Ain't that what God wanted for young people? He's in the last day. I will pour out my spirit. He didn't mention all people first. No, he mentioned you. He says, I will pour out my spirit upon young men and young women. And the same was with this young man named Samson. And let me just show you three quick things that the anointing will do for you. The first thing that the anointing did for him is that it loosed him. It set him free. The Bible says that he was bound with robes around his arm. He was all tied up. There's very little that you can do when you feel all tied up in your life. There's some of you that are here tonight that the Lord has called me to tell you that he has seen the bondage in your life. How tied up you feel in the inside. How you don't feel free. But I'm here to declare that God, if you're serious about God tonight, he's about to bring a deliverance. He's about to bring freedom into your life, because he wants you to have the kind of a freedom that will bring victory, not only in your life, but in the life of others around you. I'm here to tell you that there are some of you here tonight that you've been battling. You've been battling that that bondage. You feel literally trapped. There's some of you, you came here tonight and you've been struggling with pornography. You've been battling that thing that and you know in your heart, you know it's wrong. You know how awful it makes you feel. It makes you feel dirty. It makes you, afterwards, it makes you feel disgusted. You lose your confidence. You lose your authority in Christ. You feel like you lost your joy. For some of you, it's peer pressure. You come out of the youth group, you're excited, you go back to school, you go back to college, you go back to your job, you're determined, you are committed, you're on fire. But as soon as you go out there, it seems that you cave in, because you're bound by these people pleasing, seeking need in your life, because you always feel that you have to be accepted by others. There's others of you here tonight that you're battling insecurity and you feel all trapped up. You had this insecurity and it keeps messing up your relationship. As a matter of fact, you keep picking the wrong relationship. You might be in the choir tonight. You might be even in ministry here tonight. You might be an usher here tonight. But there is an insecurity that keeps working inside of you and bringing this bondage in your life and making you have wrong decisions, getting connected with the wrong people, getting yoked with the wrong people in your life. Because whoever you yoke yourself with, you're going to have to carry their load. Let me say that again. Whoever you get connected with, whoever you get yoked with, whoever you connect your heart with, you're going to have to carry the load that they're carrying. There's others of you here tonight, you feel trapped with resentfulness. Oh, I love the testimony that was shared here tonight. But let me tell you one thing, I did not hear from that young man. I did not hear resentfulness. I sense a freedom. Yes, there is a struggle. Yes, there are memories. All of us have those. But there is a freedom that Christ wants to bring in your life, in your heart tonight. Because you see, the devil wants you all bound up. And you say, why, Pastor Fernando? I'm going to tell you why. Because he doesn't fight fair. He doesn't fight fair. He can't beat you when you are free, because you are more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ our Lord. How many conquerors do I have here tonight? I want you to turn to your neighbor, and I want you to turn to your neighbor and tell him, you are not a loser. I want you to turn to another teenager, and I want you to say like you mean it. I want you to tell them, I am not a loser. Let me try that again. Because some of you are saying, I am not a loser. I just... Come on, somebody shout it out and say, I'm not a loser. Give a shout unto the Lord. There are some of you here tonight. I know what I'm about. I'm about to step on some toes. Can I do that, Pastor? Do I have your permission? I'm going to make you scream. There are some of you, you are in the bondage of video games. Hallelujah. I'm not worried. I'm going to preach and I'm going to go home. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, you are so addicted to video games. You'll spend hours upon hours upon hours, but yet you'll say you're too busy to pray. You're too busy to read your Bible. You're too busy to go to the foundation class. You're too busy to be used of God. You got to break that. Now, I'm not attacking video games. You know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about the bondage. I'm talking about that thing inside of you that won't let you loose. Turn to somebody and tell them, shake yourself loose. You got to shake yourself loose. God has given you the power. God has given you the anointing. You got the glory of God upon your life, so you can stand up and be a soldier in God's army. Come on, somebody. If you're going to clap for Jesus, clap for reals. It's a trap. The devil is a liar. He'll lie to you and lie to you. He'll tell you, you're no good, you're no good. Baby, you're no good. He'll mess with your mind. He'll tell you you're never worthy enough. He'll tell you, you look at you, you'll never be a good enough Christian. And so you stay in that bondage. You stay all tied up. You stay in that condition. And you lower your standard to your condition. And you do that because you're believing a lie. You know what I learned about sin? Behind every sin, there is a lie. Let me say that again. Behind every sin, there is a lie. Behind every bondage, there is a lie. Behind anything that will get you addicted to that thing, there is a lie working in your mind. But the opposite is true. Behind every freedom, there is a truth of the word of God. Can somebody say amen? Here's the second thing. The second thing that the anointing will do for you, not only will it loose you, but the anointing will give you a vision. Can somebody say vision? Verse 15, the Bible tells us that he looked around. See, when you have the Spirit of God, it will give you a new perspective. And look at what he found. He found a jawbone. I mean, I'm talking about of all things, he found a jawbone. I mean, if I'm going to get in a fight, I'm going to give me some help. If I got 1,000 people coming after me, I'm not going to go look for a jawbone. How many of you ever been in a fight? Now, if be honest, come on. You've been in a fight. Now, when you've been in a fight, you know, you got a posse coming after you. You're not going to be like, oh, let me see what. I'll be calling my friends or somebody. But look, he had a vision. Now, I want you to understand this. God gave him a vision and he looked around, found a jawbone. Because when you have a vision, you could take something that seems insignificant, like a jawbone, and chase the enemy out of the territory. Can somebody say amen? God could take something insignificant and use it for the glory of God. That's what the Spirit of God will do. He'll take that talent that you think is insignificant, that God has deposited in your life, but he'll use it. It might be as dry as a jawbone, but when you have a vision that comes from God as a result of the Spirit of God, you're going to be able to take that one talent and chase the enemy out of your territory. Can somebody say amen? Maybe it's a talent. Maybe you came out of one parent home, like we heard the testimony. I know what that's like. I came one of those homes. Maybe you only have one opportunity. And what happens a lot of time, we're waiting for the big opportunity instead of focusing on the opportunity now, because this is the way God works. God will use the opportunity that is before you. And when you maximize that opportunity that God has given you, then that will connect you to your future opportunity that God has for you. Is anybody hearing God tonight telling you to begin to use what he has given you and forget about those things that you don't have and start focusing on what you do have and use it for the glory of God? Can somebody say amen? That means it's time for you to align yourself with the vision that the pastors have received, the anointed men of God, the prophets of the house, and to say, hey, I want to be part of that. I want to be in the winning side, because in the providential will of God, God says, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. That tells me that if I'm in the side of working in the church, I'm in the winning team. How many of you want to be part of the winning team? Hallelujah. And when you get involved in church, when you get involved in the youth group, oh, man, I'm telling you, when you get hooked up to the vision that is in this youth group, I'm telling you, this building is already too small to be able to handle a youth group where everybody says, we're going to put our hands in the plow. We're going to pick up the talent, the skill, the gift that God has given us and use it for the glory of God. How many of you are ready to say, Lord, if you can use anything, you can use me? How many of you are ready to say, Lord, I want to be used of God? Look at me. I was 17 years old. I could barely speak English. 17. I would say, yes. Not yes. And no. So I would tell everybody no, because I was scared to say yes. Because if they asked me to do something wrong and I said yes, I'd be in a whole lot of trouble. I remember a young girl one time in high school asked me, do you want to buy a lunch ticket? And I got scared. I started sweating. I didn't know what she was talking. I said, no, 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 no. She went running. She got scared. I didn't understand what she... Then it dawned on me. I was able to connect the dots later on. But look, 17 years old. I got to California. I was 14. My parents were divorced. I was broke. Have you ever been in a place where you've been broke? Wow, we got a lot of broke people here. I mean, broke. So broke that when they say all the broke people jump into the water, I was swimming back already. I mean, broke. I was so broke. I felt so bad for my mom that for the prom in high school, I didn't even dare ask my mom, Mommy, I want to go to the prom, because I know she was so broke. I said, how can I ask my mom for money? I had one cool shirt. That was it. It was an OP shirt. Most of them won't know that. Ocean Pacific. I forgot. 29 years old and younger. This side, they know. But that was it. But you know what? All I told the Lord is, whatever nobody wants to do, I'll do, God. I'll do it. Nobody wants to clean the toilets in the church, I'll do it. Nobody wants to clean the church, I'll do it. Nobody wants to welcome people in the church, I'll do it. Whatever people don't want to do, Lord, I'm willing to do it. It's time for you to pick out what God has given you and use it for the glory of God. God, give you a voice. You should be in the choir. We could use some of you young men with that deep voice. We need some of you who had that Barry White voice and said, hello, praise the Lord. Some of you graphic designers, you should be lining up, begging for an opportunity to do the next design for whatever they need. Whatever it is that you're good at, use it for God's glory. Here's the third thing that the anointing will do for you. The anointing, and did it for Samson, put him through a process. Can somebody say process? The Bible says that he had to battle 1,000 men. This is like the anointing of 1,000 times more. He began to beat one, deal with one, and the Bible says heap upon heap. One heap upon the other one. It's like saying, I deal with this and I put it behind me. This is what God is telling you tonight. The anointing of God is going to give you the power that you need in your life to deal with one issue at a time. And here's the good news that I have for you. You're going to get to a place that eventually what's behind you will be greater than before you. And you'll be able to say, because God did that, he could do this. Can somebody say amen? And you start building this confidence and you begin to realize that your God is faithful and that the Lord, that the battle belongs to the Lord. And you begin to understand that the God that you serve is a God of process. He'll have you go to a process of pressure. He will have you go to a process of battles. He will put you through the fire, but it's only to make you stronger and greater for the glory of God. Do I have anybody here tonight that is willing to say to the Lord, Lord, I'm willing to go through the process for the glory of God, no matter what it takes? Do I have anybody like that here tonight? Here's the thing that I'm trying to tell you. And if as you grow in the Lord, a lot of times people think victory, everything happens in one shot. And it's not like that. It's a process. It's an everyday thing. You see, the hell that you're going through at home is part of the process. Every time you're studying school and you don't feel like studying, it's part of the process. Those friends that you have around you, it's part of that process. That college professor that don't like you because of the way you look and the way you sound, it's part of the process. It's all part of the process. Because Christ is trying to form the character of Christ in you. And when you begin to develop that, then you'll become the mighty man of God. Look, I have 5 minutes here. I'm going to close with this. The last thing that happened to him was very interesting. He was able to defeat the visible warriors. But let me give you a warning tonight. Be careful of the invisible villain. The Bible says that after everything was said and done, after he had the victory, I mean, he got in a fight with 1,000 people. At the end, the Bible tells us that he was thirsty. You know, sometimes there are things that we have victory on. And man, you feel confidence. And man, you feel the anointing. You feel the power of God. You know, you see the victories happening outside of you. But still, there's something eating you up on the inside. I wonder tonight what's eating you up on the inside. Is it an unfinished business? Is it a horrible childhood memory? Is it that rejection that nobody sees, nobody notices? I wonder, what are you thirsty for tonight? He says, I'm dying of thirst. He was blessed. Can I tell you something? Sometimes being blessed will make you thirsty. But the Bible says there is a river that will flow out of you. A river. As a matter of fact, rivers of living water. Jesus is here tonight to quench your thirst. I'm going to ask everyone to please stand. You have been wonderful. I want everybody to look at me right now. Let me ask you this question. Please be honest. Forget about who's right next to you. Forget about who's behind you. Forget about who's cute. Forget about who's handsome. Forget about all that right now. I want you to focus. I want you to focus right now. I want to ask you this question. Do you really have the power of God moving through your life? Jesus said, I want you to be my witness, but first you need the power of God. You need anointing in your life. Do you really have the anointing in your life? Do you need the anointing? Let me be straight up. Do you need the anointing to break the bondage in your life? What is it? What is it? What is it in your life? Maybe I mentioned it, maybe I didn't mention it, but whatever came up in your mind first, that's it. And you say, he didn't mention it, that's good. But the Holy Spirit is mentioned in your heart. And I say this with all the brokenness, my heart is broken for you. With all the love of God that I can muster here right now, no condemnation whatsoever. Because for the grace of God, they go I too. It's all by grace. It is the grace of God that brings the power of God. And the presence of God will bring forth the power of God tonight. And tonight you will say, Pastor Fernando, I need anointing to break. I have something in my life. It needs to be broken. I have a bondage in my life. I need to be set free of this. I'm tired of this. And I know that I have to deal with this thing. For some of you, that you need the anointing to get you focused again. So you focus again so you could have a vision in your life. And some of you, you're going through the process of pressure right now in your life. And some of you, you're just thirsty. I'm going to make an altar call. I'm going to count to three. I'm only going to make it once. For all of you tonight that we say, I need the power of God. I want that anointing of God. I'm looking for those who are hungry. Do you want it? Jesus was always asking that question. Do you want it? I mean, do you really want it? People that were laying down all crippled up. And he was asking, do you want it? I mean, he's laying down. He's all crippled up. What do you mean? Sometimes we get used to our condition. We get comfortable. We begin to make excuses and justify. And tonight, when I count to three, you say, I'm ready. I want that anointing. I'm hungry. I'm thirsty. I'm ready to go for it. When I count to three, I want you to come up here as fast as you can. Are you ready? I say, are you ready? Here we go. One, don't wait for the person right next to you because they're probably waiting for you. Two, Here we go. Three. That's it. I'm just going to make one altar call. No begging. No need to beg here tonight. This is for those, you know who you are. Can we be real tonight? Take all the phoniness, take all the masks, take all the hypocrisy, and just come all bare before God and say, Lord, here I am. I come just as I am. Let's make some room. Just come up. Come up. Come up. Break out of that thing tonight. He said, but people will know. God already knows. He already knows. God is not shocked. But what impresses God is somebody who's thirsty and hungry. Whether you're in the aisle, whether you're right here in the front, I want you to ask you, bow your head. Everybody just bow your head. We're going to do a prayer. And after we do that prayer, I want us to go into worship. Because there's something about worship that brings freedom. And I just don't want you to sing a song like said Pastor Patrick earlier. As he said earlier, I want you to sing as somebody who's free. I want you to lift your hands to the Lord as a sign of surrender. Right where you're standing. Go ahead. Lift your hands to God as a sign of surrender, but also as freedom. As Moses was getting ready to cross the Red Sea, he lifted his hands because a breakthrough was about to happen. We're going to pray right now. And I want you to mean it with all of your heart. As I say this prayer, I want you to begin to cry out to God. Begin to cry out to God and say, Lord, I want your Holy Spirit. I want your anointing. I want your power. I need it right now, Lord. I'm tired of being empty. Come on, begin to. I'm not even going to pray for you. God wants to heal you tonight. Go ahead, right where you're standing. Oh, let a groan come from your innermost being and say, Lord, I'm tired of being empty. I'm tired of feeling like a plastic. I'm tired of feeling fake. I'm tired of just barely making it. I need your power. Go ahead, young people, cry out for the power of God. Young adults, cry out to God and say, Lord, I need you. I need you, Lord. I need you right now. I need your power. I need your power. Give me your power, Lord. Your anointing, your anointing. There you go, young people. Something is beginning to happen right now. Something is beginning to break right now. Go ahead, all over this place, all over this house. Cry out to the Lord. Let the Lord hear you and say, Lord, I'm desperate. A holy desperation. A holy desperation, Lord. We are holy, desperate for you. We are thirsty for the power of God. We want what the disciples have so we could do what the disciples did. Oh, send the power. Flood us. Flood us with the power of God. There you go, church. There you go. It's beginning to happen. Oh, yes, Lord. An open heaven right now. An open heaven. Oh, Jesus. All over this place. All over this place. More. Come on, tell the Lord more. 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 Come on, don't settle. Don't settle. Don't settle for barely making it. Oh, you gotta say, Lord, I need it. I need it. I want it, Lord. Jesus, Jesus, we call upon you. We call upon you. Change the atmosphere in this place right now. Bring freedom right now. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, by the power of the blood of Jesus, we are free right now. Free, free. Lord, we are free. Thank you, Lord God. Begin to declare your freedom. Oh, yes, Lord. Freedom. Hallelujah. 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 Church, something is happening right now. Chains are beginning to fall down now. Oh, yes. What the bondages are falling now. 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 In the name of Jesus. Oh, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit. Wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Freedom. Jesus. 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 Come on, learn to press. Press in. Press in into the presence. Press in. Do it like they used to do it when I was young. When Pastor Patrick was young. We just press in. We didn't let the devil discourage us. We just said we're not gonna stop until we get the power. We're not gonna stop until we get the blessing. Like Jacob, Lord, touch us. Touch us. Oh, there you go. Touch us. There you go, church. Press. 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 Full court press. Full court press right now. Into the presence of God. Press in. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Don't get tired on God right now. Press in. It's a battle. I told you it was going to be a process. It's a process. It's a process. It's a process. Don't be a wimp tonight. No, you're a winner in Jesus. Press in. Press in. Get rid of all the lies. Get rid of all the guilt. Get rid of all the shame right now. And say, Lord, I thank you for the blood. I thank you for your grace. I thank you I'm forgiven. I thank you I am free. I thank you, Lord, that I'm released right now. Oh, bless you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Something is happening now. Oh, yes, something is happening. Oh, yes, Jesus. 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 The Lord is putting security in your heart right now. The Lord is taking away all the rejection, and he's putting security in your heart right now. He's taking all the insecurity, and he's bringing peace in your heart right now. He's giving you a new identity. From this day forward, you're going to act who you are already in Jesus Christ. Oh, we bless you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah.